Falco's man, we're back here, man. I'm here joined by Porkchop as usual.
Well, howdy doody.
It's me, Pork. And we are joined again by somewhat infrequent guest here, Zeke. How you doing, Zeke, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just want you to know I got a little bit of a cold, so my voice might be changing throughout this podcast a little bit.
I think we all have a bit of cold, and we are susceptible to change, man. Anyway, man, we all gathered here today, man. We got, man, I don't even know how to start this conversation, man.
It's kind of like weird. We had a secret admirer is kind of like how it felt.
That's a beautiful way to put it, man.
Man, I'd be a wordsmith, man. Sometimes I'd be thinking, you know, I'd be...
Not only a wordsmith, you're kind of a professional stalker, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, so, man, you started. You get...
All right, man. So I want to give a shout out to our biggest fan, Anna Clanton, who lives in Tampa, Florida.
We won't. I don't want to dox Anna Christie. I don't want to dox her right now, but we did find quite a bit of information.
Thanks to extensive research by we want to thank you for being a loyal listener, man, and. Your friend Diego, man,
special shout out to Diego, Man Pam. Yeah, I'd like, this goes out to anyone that's listening. We will find you, and we're gonna look you up. And we're gonna look up your whole family, and we're gonna look up every bit of information.
We know you Democrats.
Yeah, so hypothetically, just based off of the music you listen to on streaming services, you know, I could assume that you are a bit of a liberal and, you know, probably registered Democrat. And what you don't know, I don't want to get too crazy with it, but I'm outside your house. I'm outside your house right now.
Well put. You are a Smith, man. We love having you on this podcast.
I love you, Doug.
Half time, man.
Doug, I love you.
Well, man, when y'all told me that there was that Anna Clanton $15.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We want to block information, man, because there's a picture of you on one of the playlists. And it's real fucking weird, man.
That's what shook us to our core and really started this investigation is there is a goddamn picture of Zeke, but like from a distance. Like you can't.
Fucking weird. Weird, man.
Tail 100%.
But it's
we had our hunches.
I knew. When I saw my face and my hat, I was like,
That's you and your element.
First of all, Zeke, you rocked that hat nicely, man. You very, very good hat.
Thank you very much.
But it's such a unique profile, and especially when you wear it upright and the shadow is cast down on you, you look like a Christmas light bulb. And that is something I'll always remember about you is that hat.
That is an attribute of Zeke. He is a light for us, man. He is a shining light for us, man.
Fuck wordsmith, Doug. You know it.
Man, you know. Man.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Let's get to the news, man. Y'all do your taxes yet or what?
It's tax season, and you know what that means. Nobody got no fucking W-2s yet.
Hold up. Y'all didn't even explain the process of how you might find somebody who's got a certain username that makes a comment and then has a picture. How you might have found that.
We don't want to reveal too much information.
I'm not sure we
want to
give away our tactics.
Yeah, I don't really want to reveal it, but they are a liberal based off
of their taste. Yeah, we didn't just Google them and their tax record and find out where they live and their address. We didn't do that, man.
Registered. Look, all I'm saying is
we did do that, but...
Correct. The government.
Yeah, the government may have aided us in finding you and a clan. And like, what's out?
Hey, it's Sarasota, Florida. Well, it was.
Now it's no longer. It's a bit. It's a bit northeastern.
And look, they're all over the place, and they got a friend. They got a friend, and we were on their LinkedIn, and we they're a social worker. We was looking all over.
Hey, shout out to Katie, man. Shout out to Katie.
Shout out Katie Becker. Shout out Katie Becker.
You know, what? Katie Becker really helped us out, man. I do agree, man. Yeah, you know what I mean?
If I could get Katie Becker, I need a little bit of help. And here's why. Tax season. It is upon us.
Right.
Katie, if you could write in and do my taxes, that'd be, man, that would help me a lot. I mean,
that would really help me a lot right now.
I seen that.
I don't. Wait, I mean,
it said she's a social worker, ain't
and
that
I
right?
need she, some social help, does. And she
right.
Let me, Katie, are you with us right now? Can we get a Ouija board in here?
If only we had a person here to be Katie, man, that would be...
That'd be a damn shame if we could get Katie Becker all up in here right now. Actually, let's just send out a bolo request and get her on the podcast.
Man. We got her address, so it's all right.
We have her address, her parents' address. We know she's doing great in Tennessee. We love it. We love all our fans.
Wait. Let me check my records. Our team did some work here about the voting. What kind of political party do you think Katie Becker might be?
I mean, you go on their Spotify playlist and you look at that music and you tell me they aren't a liberal.
Man, let's check it out, man.
Let's go through it. Good Lord. We are on Anna
Plan. T-Swift, what do we got here, man? The 1975. Lord. Harry Styles. Hozier. Coldplay.
That is a dead transgender person.
Lana Del Rey, God damn it.
Possibly also
Claude Debussy.
I mean,
mate, listen, look, God,
oh
listen,
my God,
guys,
God damn it, bro. They're listening to Nicola Cruz. They got Nicola Cruz on here.
Wait, you know what? You know what else they're listening to, man?
It's Anna Clay.
You know what else they're listening to? You know what else they're listening to, man? The PPPP podcast, man. That's what they're listening to.
And that's what all that matters. And we don't go through all our fans. And we don't make a dedicated podcast for us stalking them.
That's right.
Unless
I wonder what the comment on the post, man.
It means a lot to... Oh, no, get the fuck... No, get... Don't worry, I kicked him. I kicked Whistling Willie. He can't fuck with us right now. He can't fuck with us right now. Whistling Willie cannot fuck... Oh, what if he clicks that link?
Oh, taxes, man! You, man!
Yeah, man. So I've been using that Robinhood for my tax for my stocks. Hey, man. Hey, man. I just want y'all to know it's me. It's me, Ezekiel. And let me tell you, I do not like when the gosh darn, sorry, I'm having a little bit of a problem. Talking. Anyways, so the gosh darn, you know what I mean? Them, man, what the heck is happening? I can't talk. Gosh darn Robin Hood. They keep robbing me of my taxes. I'm trying to do my goddamn taxes every all the time, man, or getting done early so I can get audited by the IRS early and pay off the IRS for you know, because they're stealing my money. But, you know, I'm just trying to do my damn taxes, but I can't because they goddamn Robin Hood won't give my goddamn taxes. Anyways, what you guys think?
Anyway, but man, so goddamn Chuck Schumer, man, he's trying to, man, trying to make his end, man.
Oh, my lordy lord. Don't get me started, brother.
Dude.
Talking about banning Zen? That's, oh, my God. Darn it. Fired up. Rustled my jimmies.
You rustled, man?
I'm a little rustled because when you put man, that...
Seems to be into me, Doug, man. I don't know what the fuck that was talking
listen,
about.
Listen, remember when motherfucking Bud Light went queer? It went queer. That sucked. Can't have Bud Light no more. What came in shortly after and saved us? Saved men. Zen. They right. can't ban it. It's like correct. The new Bud Light. You used to drink Bud Light and hang out with your bros. Now you put a goddamn thing in your
the
mouth.
The libs, man. The libs trying to take
they
away
are putting
every masculine
down.
Treat. Every masculine. Next thing you were going to take away, goddamn God. Bully. They're going to take away Snickers bars.
Oh,
we're going to take away goddamn beef jerky, man.
Oh, my hell's bells. Trying to take my motherfucking
beef
jerky. We're going to
take away them Vienna sausages, man.
Oh, I love the way they tickle.
We're going to make them baked beans queer, man.
They make Bush's baked beans queer. I straight hang myself. I done
this. They took Aunt Jemima off
that's
that.
That's
hilarious, that suit.
I can't be having that.
They took Aunt Jemima off the shirt.
They ruined my goddamn maple syrup.
They took the best part of the syrup away from me, and that was
now
hurt.
I can't enjoy a nice pancake with my syrup.
I miss the way that she really slaved away at making my syrup, and I miss that a lot.
I miss my syrup so much, man. I miss it so much.
I'm
not my
tongue on that.
So goddamn
I'm gonna bite
hard.
My tongue in that comment. That was slightly racist to for I'm gonna bite
you
my tongue in that
animal. Because she was a hard working woman of color. And I think there's nothing more
why
beautiful.
Do you the time?
She was I love all women. All shapes and colors, man.
I think that listen here, buddy, I think Porkchop might have some tendencies, if you know what I mean.
Porkchop is reformed. I will admit, maybe back in the day, I had a little bit more.
It's normal, man. Everybody has these tendencies once in a while in their youth, especially people like Anne Clanton, man.
Anna Clanton is someone that I think does no wrong. You know, she does right. Every single time she does anything, it's the right call because she listens to our podcast.
If you listen to our podcast, you are forgiven for your sins, right? Something like that. Well, it's not my podcast. Doug McDonald, Pika Cooper.
Well, it's Doug's podcast, that's correct. But,
man, this hasn't been, I mean, this is my podcast, but it ain't been a solo podcast for a minute, man. You know, I've been having my buddies on here, man, and...
He can't,
having a good time
can't
here.
Do it without us, brother.
I mean, I appreciate
oh
that
my
so
God.
Much, man. That's so
much. Oh, I mean, we just want to get on here and rant a bit about Anna Clanton and how much we love her.
We just really wanted to let her know how not creepy we are and how friendly. We're real friendly.
And I hope that that spina bifida is hoping. I hope they're doing well. You know what I mean?
Yes. If you guys don't want us to stalk you, please comment on my videos and my video. I don't have videos, but if you comment on my, you know, my Spotify feed, man, that'd be cool. You know, leave me a comment, some feedback on the podcast. Do you like it, man? Do you guys have any thoughts, man?
Well, no, nope.
That's really good, man. I really thanks for joining, Zeke. Said fuck all this podcast and you just fucking
yeah I mean to be fair to this you, whole man. Situation couldn't have happened without Zeke so
well you know what I mean yeah see yeah yeah because you come on you, Doug Doug McDonald you contacted me and you're like hey buddy I want you to Oh my gosh, Doc, Ezekiel, come on my podcast and talk about this here person who looks like they got a picture of you on your Spotify, and they got all this liberal Democrat music and all this shit. Well, you tell me to come on here and you say, I'll pay you $50, $55, in fact, not 50, 55, and you tell me to come on here, and then you chastise me. Listen, I'm in chastity right now. I got my chastity belt on, and I don't much appreciate being treated like a cuckold.
Brother, that is an offensive word.
Maybe to a cook it is, but I mean... Oh, man, we're going to end the podcast now.
Wait, can I ask y'all fellas a question?
Man, can I just end this shit already?
Would you, hypothetically, you're just friends with some girl, she's got an OnlyFans, all you have to do is sit there. All you have to do is sit there. You don't like her, you get paid to do it. You just sit in the chair.
I can draw you a diagram if you'd like. Would you like that?
All you gotta do is sit in the chair. You don't give a shit. You're just getting paid.
I got something for you.
It's literally acting. Here, you're not even acting. You're just sitting there.
This damn podcast.
You don't have to do shit.
I got something to show you.
Fellas, is that gay?
I got something to show you.
You're just sitting
there. Man, this podcast is going on for too long, man. I don't think anyone's listening by now, man. This shit.
No, listen. So if you have a chair.
What the fuck?
If you have a couch right here.
Oh, my motherfucking goddamn shit.
Man, I just drew Pickle Rick on the goddamn telly, man.
If you got a living room, it's like this, right? And what the entry door is right here. You got a couch right here, right? And you got a chair right here.
Hold on, man, Zeke.
The chair is bigger than the couch.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, I don't know if this video is going to transcribe to my podcast listeners, but Zeke is just pulling out a goddamn whiteboard and he's describing it.
We got a love seat, we got a couch in a room.
So you got the reclining chair right here.
Reclining chair is a good 10 feet away from the love seat and the couch.
And the steps are right here, southeast
of the room.
We got steps behind the chair.
Would you think that this here chair is a good cuck chair?
Well, yeah, if hypothetically there is relations happening on the love seat or couch and you're in that chair, you're a very good distance away. Also, the TV's good. TV is helpful.
Are there any plants in the room?
Yeah, there are some plants. They're right here.
He's got a bathroom. He's creating an architectural masterpiece before our eyes for no fucking reason.
Hey, can I have this podcast already?
We
got the coffee section over here. It's a little
coffee. I'm asking you what the fuck, if I can do whatever I can do, where the fuck I want, man. All right,
Wait. Is this a cup chain?
No, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'll put a question mark here for the next podcast.
Hey, Zeke, shut the fuck up.
Cuck chair? Is that a cuck chair? I'll leave it for the next podcast. We can answer that.
Yeah, we should have a poll.
Can we do a poll about this? Can you put this picture on there?
Yeah.